How are you?
Congratulations. I mean, when it comes to Geelong institutions, there's the Bollards at Eastern Beach, there's Darren Lyons, there's Mohawk, and then when it comes to the live music scene in Geelong, there is you. How hard was it to keep it a secret?
Well, it's not a secret for much longer, I don't think, whatever that thing is. Yeah, I'm still just processing all that stuff, you know. It's TV, you know, so I'm just kind of adjusting to it this morning in a strange way.
Congratulations to having been selected on Team Guy, but you're like an onion. There are so many layers to you because most of us across Geelong and the Surf Coast, we know Luke Biskin. We kind of knew your story. You revealed it to Australia about that difficult choice to choose between religion and family. But you left us wondering, how did you actually end up in Geelong?
Mum and Dad are from Geelong, originally.
Right, so you just came back to your roots.
Followed back, yeah, right, eh?
Yeah, because my aunt and uncle are here and a couple of my other immediate family are here as well. And I've always loved Geelong. I remember working at Lloyds Bank on a particularly rainy and cold afternoon in the contact center. And I remember typing into the Google search engine the Great Ocean Road, and there's a lovely little panoramic photograph of a silver sports car just cruising around, and it looks like Malibu, you know. And I was like, I have to get to that place. It was like the land of milk and honey. Honestly, like, Geelong is one of the most underrated places in the world. I'd go into bat for Geelong any day of the week. I love it here. You know, I fell into open arms in Geelong.
Hey, what a different gig it is for you to get up there and everyone's facing away from you. What is it? How do you focus on performing without focusing on them turning around? Because I feel like that would just be such a hard thing.
Terrific. It's the worst thing ever, right? Because like, I'm so used to, like, playing in bars, right? Yeah. And so you're like, you're kind of reading the room, you know, people are sussing you out, they're talking, right? You walk into this studio, you see the lights, all of these people are just staring at you, right? Expecting you to do something amazing, right? And you're just not amazing, right? Period. And I know, honestly, if you spent an hour with me, that would become abundantly clear immediately. But I'm up on stage and you know, the lights are on and these, you know, celebrity people are on these swivel chairs and you've got to make them turn, right? And your sense of musical credibility is at stake, right? Right? And so it's one of the worst experiences I've ever had in my life that turned into a really fun one a couple of minutes later.
How dramatic.
To be fair, you know, I was just expecting you to say, yeah, you know what, it was daunting. But I tell you what, you've painted a bleak picture of getting up there. So if anyone else is thinking about The Voice, listen to it.
I wouldn't recommend it to everyone. It was hell.
Did you feel like you should have made it a little bit more homely, like maybe hanging some Barbie dolls off the chair so it felt a little bit more like Beavs, or just spilling some drinks on the carpet so you felt like you were at home house?
Oh, I'll tell you what, a nice sticky carpet on that stage and a couple of demonic looking Ken dolls would have really put my mind at ease in that moment. But you can't have everything.
Congratulations, Luke. You are the utmost professional. We wish you all the best.
You guys are very sweet. Thank you so much for having me, and I'll catch up with you guys some other time.